For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The governor of Missouri is resigning. Republican Eric Greitens is stepping down amid investigations stemming from an extramarital affair and campaign finance questions.
I know, and people of good faith know, that I am not perfect, but I have not broken any laws nor committed any offense worthy of this treatment. I will let the fairness of this process be judged by history.
The White House says it's continuing to actively prepare for an expected summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore. A top North Korean official is headed to New York to meet with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Plus, U.S. teams have arrived at the North Korean demilitarized zone and in Singapore to prepare for the meeting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Starbucks locations closed across the country so it can reboot its approach to how employees are trained. Roughly 8,000 coffee shops shut down for anti-bias discussions. Company Chairman Howard Schultz.
This is about leadership, and this is about moral courage and standing up and being accountable.
The reboot of Roseanne has been abruptly canceled. Jim Roop has more.
ABC calls a tweet posted by Barr abhorrent and repugnant. It was at the expense of former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett, in which Barr compared Jarrett's looks and politics to a cross between the Muslim Brotherhood and the Planet of the Apes. It didn't take long for the network to pull the plug.
I mean, this might come as a complete shock to you.
Only how quickly it was done. Roseanne did apologize to Jarrett and the American people, but the damage was done. And after producer and co-star Sarah Gilbert condemned the tweet, Wanda Sykes said she no longer write for the show and calls for its cancellation. Canceled it was. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The government has released an annual report on how religious freedom is faring around the world. And USA's Chris Barnes has a look at some of the findings.
The report says ethnic cleansing targeting Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar has not stopped despite growing condemnation from the international community. Released Tuesday morning, the State Department's annual report on international religious freedom also estimates about 680,000 people fled Myanmar to neighboring Bangladesh to escape that violence. Other findings are that as many as 120,000 political prisoners are being held in prison camps in North Korea, many for religious reasons, and that Saudi Arabia continues to prohibit the public practice of any religion other than Islam. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The video is difficult to watch as Congressman Tom Garrett of Virginia announces he will not seek re-election due to his addiction. John Clemens reports.
That announcement follows a report in Politico that cited four former aides that the congressman had used his official staff to run errands and even clean up after his dog that was a fixture in his Capitol Hill office. The congressman then made the video admission of his alcohol addiction.
I am a good man, and I'm an alcoholic. This is the hardest statement that I have ever publicly made, by far. It's also the truth.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.